And after you found a place to live, where did you live? Were you in a...
We went on Santa Fe, colony up here on the Santa Fe Railroad. We lived up there in the colony for a while.
What's a colony?
It's a long building with different living quarters for families to live in.
Oh.
And each one had one room.
The old-fashioned condominiums.
Yeah.
So, and it was owned by the railroad? It was owned by the Santa Fe?
Yes,
Do you remember that?
Tell me a little more about that. That was just, was that just where they were housing all the people who were working for them in this area?
Their labor used to live there.
What were you doing at the time in terms of your work for them? Were you just working as a laborer?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what you would do.
On the railroad?
Yeah, what were you,
Well, there's various things that we've done. There was changing, renewal of ties, gauging your track, put it in the right gauge, and picking up the low spots and tamping them with the pick, and lining the track with the bars at the time, and changing rails wherever they broke in by hand in those days. It all was done by hand.
No machines to help you back
Nothing, just the good Lord arms and legs.
Yeah.
And that's about covers all of it. Dressing track, what they used to call dressing track, is to arrange your ballast on each side of your track that looks real neat.
And they call that dressing?
Dressing.
Track. Okay.
Dressing track.
Okay.
So that's about covers what goes on the railroad, except for...
Keep your yards clean and weeds.
Oh, yeah, to keep on the headquarters for of each section of... Each foreman's headquarters, well, you used to keep them yards clean of weeds, no weeds at all, just as clean as could be.
Did this used to be the old railway yard right here in this area?
Yes, this used to be a yard.
Okay. The train stopped here in Larkspur?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It did at that time. It doesn't stop here anymore, does
no,
it? Just no. Just keeps going right on.
There's no passengers no more, so nobody stops here now.
Yeah. Well, now... Going back a little bit, you told me when y'all first moved here, you lived in a bunkhouse. Is that right?
Yes, bunkhouse. That was one.
What is a
pump house?
Pump house.
Oh,
the very first one, the pump house.
Okay. What is a pump house?
Pump house where they kept the cream and kept their pumps to pump the water up the hill.
Can you tell me about that place, about living there? Do you remember that at
all? Yes, I remember like a dream. It was just a big building. A shell. There was no finishing inside at all, just what big building. And it didn't have no ceiling. You could see out there to the sky.
It didn't have any...
Yeah, it had. Yeah,
it had
a gable roof on it.
Okay, it did have a roof.
Yes.
But it didn't have a ceiling.
No ceiling.
Okay. What was it made out of on the outside? What was it built out of? Was it wood?
Native lumber. Native. Pine.
Okay.
Native. There was a lot of sawmills here, so they had a lot of lumber.
Huh. Was it board and batten, or I was wondering, was it...
No, just boards, just
okay.
One, right?
Tongue and groove, kind of?
No, tongue and groove, just...
Just laid straight on top
right
of
each other.
Okay. What was the inside like? Were there different rooms, or was it
one
big open space?
One open space.
And
can I interrupt?
Sure.
To me, this is fascinating, the way they heated their room.
I was going to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
tell me about that.
Dad didn't have a heater or a stove to cook on at the time, so the creamery, one of the foremen there, gave him a milk can, and big 10-gallon cans of milk. He made a stove, a little heating stove out of it. And he used to try to heat the place with it.